Well, after Facebook's stunning move silencing Australian news on its main platform, the dust has settled a bit. With the government's news media bargaining code, which sparked a global uproar, now officially law. Yes, the government gave some ground, which, along with a good dose of international outrage, saw Facebook put Australian news back again. So now the test will be how the legislation works and whether Facebook might again flex its monopoly power to get its way. Facebook and Google will be allowed to make voluntary deals to share some of the money they make from advertising with Australian media companies under the watchful eye of the Australian government with this new law. Deals have already been struck with larger media organisations, but there is still concern about smaller, regional publishers. Rachel Mealy has our report.
It's a long way from Coonamble on the central western plains of New South Wales to Facebook's headquarters in Silicon Valley.
Are you standing by the phone waiting for a call from Facebook at the moment?
Oh, no, and I hadn't ever expected that.
Lee O'Connor is the owner and editor of the Coonamble Times newspaper. It's unlikely that the tech giant will be calling her paper directly, but she's a member of the New South Wales Country Press Association.
And I'm sure they're waiting by the phone. They've been waiting for a while for Google to contact them after those early deals were done. But, you know, I have a strong concern that that's not going to happen for us.
It's a question that many small publishers are grappling with today. The News Media Bargaining Code became law, but before it did, the federal government amended it to give Facebook and Google extra time to make deals with Australian media operators for their news content. Lee O'Connor says now that there's no big stick to threaten them, Facebook and Google might strike a few deals with big players and then walk away.
That would again be tilting the scales in the favour of the big players and their media platform friends against the independent media. And, you know, if we truly want diversity and if the regions are definitely going to be looked after, it's the small independents that are out there doing it and have been doing it for generations. We're the ones on the ground in the regions.
But how will these deals be made and how will individual publishers put a price on their content? Rob Nichols is an associate professor at the University of New South Wales Business School.
And the most logical way to do that is for Facebook to have a standard deal that small publishers can go to and be able to accept a deal which is essentially a standing offer. So Facebook or Google can say anybody can come along and have this deal on these standard terms and conditions.
He says when it comes to price, regional and small publishers need to work backwards from the multi-million dollar deals Google has already made with the big fish.
Well, I think what they do is start to look at, well, what are the deals that are public? And then say, well, if we scaled where we are to the money that Seven's getting or the money that Nine Fairfax is getting, what should we be expecting? And then looking at, well, is the offer that Facebook's making, is that consistent or is it ridiculously low? And if it's ridiculously high, keeping very, very quiet and signing very, very quickly.
The amendments made this week leave the ultimate decision about whether or not Facebook and Google have done enough to contribute to the sustainability of the Australian news industry to the Treasurer.
The Treasurer is going to take a view, and the view is going to be both the breadth and the depth. Have there been a number of big deals done? So is the breadth there? And have the deals been done with the smaller players? Is the depth done?
But while those deals are negotiated, Lee O'Connor predicts many a headache from regional publishers and small outfits who don't have any experience dealing with global empires.
If you think about the resources that you would need to even review a contract that Facebook might put on the table, you know, you would have to have your lawyer with you, your solicitor or whoever. You know, how many people in a small country town who are running a family-based business can afford that kind of thing? And how, you know, where are we going to find these legal people that have the understanding of what's going on, who deal with, you know, technology platforms?
Lee O'Connor, editor and owner of the Coonamble Times newspaper, speaking with Rachel Mealy.